For a group of small islands, the UK's got an amazing range of regional accents.
I don't know, Ken, what's wrong with the Scottish accent?
There's nothing wrong with a bit of Geordie patter.
Go Ed, there's nothing wrong with a Liverpool accent.
No, he loves a Bristol accent. It's proper girt lush.
And it is the University of Bristol that's come up with the definitive list of those that are the most difficult to understand. ITV1's X Factor judge Cheryl Cole might be one of the biggest names in showbiz, but it seems her Geordie accent isn't always as clear as her success.
Will you stop taking the mick out of how I speak? It's where I come from. That's how we talk. Get over it.
Almost as confusing as Scousers, like Wayne Rooney.
I'm probably loud on the pitch and, you know, there's a lot of players like that.
And Jedward's Irish mutterings aren't always easy to grasp.
Our hair's got really, really long. We need to go to barbers. We need to get our hair cut. And the thing about it is that we couldn't, like, just walk in, like, to any place. I feel like some people are actually really, really scared to cut our hair.
So why do some of us have trouble understanding all of these people who regularly appear in the public eye? Psychologist Peter Collett points the finger of blame.
If you look at the way in which accents are represented, say, in the media, what you discover is the Cockney probably comes up pretty high, together with received pronunciation. But we're, as a nation, we're much more well acquainted with those than we are with things like the Geordie accent.
But although we find them hard to understand, accents prove irresistible to some of the most unlikely people.
I just am fascinated by all the different accents.
Can you tell who it is yet?
There was this wee guy. Yeah, I love him. I love him all. And we've just had this place newly redecorated, mate.
When it comes to being an impressionist, perhaps Rolf Harris should stick to doing it as part of his art.